DBHDD has an urgent warning for all Georgians. One of every 10 counterfeit pills contains fentanyl, a powerful and very deadly drug. Pills from friends or dealers are unsafe, and one pill can cause an overdose. More info at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Georgia Today. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Democratic state senators announced legislation to protect U.S. citizens from deportation. Athens State Senator Bill Couser says he'll run for state attorney general. And the new study says air quality in Georgia has a lot of room for improvement.
This really, you know, underscores the need for more monitors and access to air quality data. That's really our call to action.
Today is Wednesday, April 23rd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Democratic state senators are promising state-level action to try to protect U.S. citizens and those legally in the country from deportation. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The lawmakers said in a news conference they will file legislation during the next legislative session that would prohibit Georgia county and municipal law enforcement from facilitating deportation of citizens or lawful permanent residents. Democratic Senator Elena Parent supports the proposed bill.
We need to pass this law and speak out, defend our citizens, defend due process, and defend democracy while we still can.
The bill will likely face an uphill battle in the Republican-controlled legislature. In 2024, the legislature passed a bill that requires local law enforcement to comply with federal immigration enforcement. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
The air we breathe every day is getting worse, according to the American Lung Association's 2025 State of the Air Report, which was released today. And that's because of unhealthy levels of ozone and particle pollution, made worse by human activity and a changing climate. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more on what this all means in Georgia.
The report grades counties based on standards set by the Environmental Protection Agency. Fulton County overall failed for its average of days with high exposure to smog and soot coming from cars, power plants, and other fossil fuels. Macon fared better but worse than national standards. And while Savannah saw minimal changes in its air quality, it still lost its spot as one of the cleanest U.S. cities. Only 16% of Georgia counties have EPA air quality monitors, says Dana Thompson, ALA's advocacy lead in Georgia.
This really, you know, underscores the need for more monitors and access to air quality data. That's really our call to action.
Even as Congress eyes cuts to the EPA and moves to reverse some emissions-related regulations. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
A South Georgia sheriff is dropping a charge against a Minnesota man whose tribally issued license plate wasn't recognized by a deputy. Jonathan Carlson, a citizen of the Red Lake Nation, told Minnesota Public Radio he was stopped in Crisp County on his way back from a Florida vacation by a deputy who insisted he remove his plate issued by the tribal government.
He's like, "Where's your real tags?" So we were just going back and forth about it. So he kept telling me they're fake.
Crisp County Sheriff Bill Hancock tells GPB that was because plates from Red Lake Nation aren't part of a national online database relied on by officers. Now, Sheriff Hancock says he dropped the license plate charge and that he will advocate for training on tribal plates to be added to road officer training statewide. Carlson remains charged with a speeding violation. Athens State Senator Bill Couser says he'll run for state attorney general, becoming the second Republican to join the race. From WGA in Athens, Emma Auer reports.
Couser, a Republican, has served in the state Senate since 2006. He represents Clark, Oconee, and Walton counties in northeast Georgia and led the Senate Special Investigations Committee that looked into alleged misconduct by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Couser says that if elected attorney general, he will focus on cracking down on undocumented immigrants, sex trafficking, and fentanyl distributors. A graduate of the University of Georgia School of Law, he is the founding partner of a law firm in Athens. In a statement, Couser was endorsed by a former Walton County sheriff and the current Oconee County sheriff. For GPB News, I'm Emma Auer.
McDonough State Senator Brian Strickland also has filed papers to run. So far, no Democrats have announced they will seek the office. Mourners around the world and here in Georgia are paying their respects for Pope Francis, who died on Monday. The Archdiocese of Savannah held a mass last night at the Cathedral Basilica of St. John the Baptist. The Reverend Daniel Furman said Francis called upon parishioners to put faith into action.
Challenged us, like a father does. Like a father says, you can do this. Go out to the peripheries. You can do this. Church, be a field hospital. You can do this.
The Archdiocese of Atlanta will celebrate a mass for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis tomorrow night. Georgia air quality regulators are considering a permit for a proposed nearly $1 billion plastics recycling plant in Middle Georgia. A California-based company, Brightmark, announced a year ago today plans for the facility in Thomaston. It aims to turn plastic waste back into oil to be used again as new plastics. The town is divided over Brightmark. Economic boosters point to the company's promise of nearly 200 new jobs. Project opponents doubt its environmental benefits and economic viability while warning of potential health dangers. The tallest building to be built in Georgia in more than three decades has reached a milestone. Developers Rockefeller Group said yesterday its 60-story mixed-use tower in Midtown Atlanta has now exceeded its 20th floor of construction. Once complete next year, 1072 West Peachtree Street will be the city's tallest residential tower with more than 300 apartments. At 730 feet, it'll be taller than the shiny circular Westin Peachtree Plaza. The last time anything so tall rose in Atlanta was 1992, when three new buildings, all exceeding 700 feet, became part of the city's iconic skyline. State agriculture officials want people to know where they can pick their own fruits and flowers this growing season. The Georgia Department of Agriculture today released its 2025 UPIC Agritourism Map. It highlights 35 farms across the state offering, quote, hands-on farm adventures. They range from UPIC strawberries and blueberries in North Georgia to peaches and pears in South Georgia. You can find the map at georgiagrown.com. Click on Agritourism. Thanks so much for listening to Georgia Today. That's a wrap, but we'll be back tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And for any updates to these stories and all of the latest news, check gpb.org/news. Our reporters are constantly posting new stories there. If you've got feedback, we would love to hear from you. Send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.